Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas, Ara Malka Brasa, Rabbi Yitzchak, learning in the shul this week, graciously sponsored. Lili Nishmas, Yaakov Zeb and Avram Nachman. And of course, learning in the shul this month is being sponsored by the Moskowitz's Lili Nishmas, Yaakov Menachem Mendel, Reb Chaim Yeshaya, and Reb Shlomo Zalman, Reb Yitzchak. And we are in Masechta Yevamos. We're at the end of Parakeh, in the beginning of Mishnah Vav. And the Mishnah begins as follows. We got into a subject of what happens when we have one Yavam with one Yavama, and what happens where there's a Yibam and a Chalitza, and they did two acts. Chalatz, what if a Yavam did Chalitza with his Yavama, Vasa Maimer, and then he did a Maimer with her? And then Nasan Get Ubal, and then he gave her a get, or he had a bia with her Ubal, or first he had bia, Biasa Maimer Vinasan Get Vichalatz, and then he did a Maimer and he gave a get, or he did Chalitza. Seinach Chalitza Klum, there's nothing after Chalitza. The Chalitza gets rid of the Zika Ban, and none of the other acts affect on her. And so therefore, if he did Maimer after Chalitza, it has no effect, and she doesn't need a get to get rid of that Maimer. Right, bein betchila, bein beemsa, bein besof. It doesn't matter whether he did chalitza at the beginning before anything else, or in the middle after he gave a baguette and then did the chalitza and the maimer, or bein besof, or he gave a get, then he did maimer, then he did chalitza. So in all of these cases, once a person does chalitza, it gets rid of the zika band, and any maimer has no effect. But if he had bia, bismanchit batchila, if it's done at the beginning before everything else, so if it's at the beginning, there's nothing that takes place afterwards because it gets rid of the zika. But beemta, but if it takes place in the middle, in other words, he gave a get and then he had bia with her and then he did maimer, or basof, or he had bia after he gave her a get and made maimer, so there's something to it afterwards because the bia was a flawed bia. Flawed bia doesn't get rid of the zika bond. Now, Reb Nechemia says, I don't understand. Achas bia levachas chalitza. It doesn't matter whether we're dealing with bia or chalitza. The rule is the same. Bein betchila, bein beemsa besof. It doesn't matter if it's in the beginning, middle, or end. Ein acharei klum. There's nothing that happens afterwards because Reb Nechemia holds that we were not really so strict in regard to a bia that was a flawed bia. Right, and so therefore it gets rid of the yibum band, the zika, just like a chalitza would, and the nafkamina would be if there was a get without a chalitza, and so if he went ahead and he was makadish another person after the bia in such a situation, the other co-wife, so that would not be anything in that regard because the first having a relationship with the first woman would have closed the door over there. Now, Abal Yevimto, the Mishnah in the sixth parak begins as follows. Let's say a person who has bia with his yavama. In other words, there's a zika band, and he has a responsibility, and he has bia with her. Bein b'shogig, bein b'mezid. It doesn't matter whether it was a mistake. He thought she was somebody else, or he knew that she was the yavama, but not with intention for yibum. Maybe just they were just out at a bar together, and things got out of hand. Bein b'ones, bein b'ratzon. Whether he was forced to have bia with her, or he did it for the sake of yibum. So, And he did it with an intention. Afilu hu shogig bi mezida. Even if neither of them had the right intentions, he made a mistake. She knew, but she did not want to have bia, right, for the sake of Yibam. Hu mezid vi shogeges, or he had intentionally intended an action, but she was mistaken. Who anusvi lo anusa, or he was forced and she wasn't, and she was just either mistaken or she did it on purpose, right? He anusa hu lo anus, or she was forced and he wasn't, whatever is the case. So echad ma'ara, whether he only started bia, but he wasn't able to finish the bia, echad gomer, and it doesn't matter whether he finished the act of bia, kana, in all these cases, he acquired the yavama as his wife, and he took care of the mitzvah of Yibam. And by the way, v'lochalak bin bia labia, the Torah doesn't make a distinction between bia shekedarka and bia shelo kedarka. Yibam would work under those circumstances. We'll stop here, and we will continue tomorrow morning comparing bia purposeful and otherwise, and bia kedarka and lo kedarka when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.